For the one that burned down when it caught fire from the candles on the birthday cake of your little son, George. And a whole new set of furniture. Isn't that wonderful? And a whole new wardrobe for the entire family. And you have Mrs. Cleo Morgan to thank for this because she was such a good sport and a good neighbor. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, folks, with another Good Neighbor program.
Hi. Oh, hi. This is such an entertaining program.
Oh, it looked like a million laughs.
No, it really is. They do so many wonderful things for people. I'm just mad about that program.
Look how much mail you got today.
Oh, thanks. Gee, here's one for Ricky, postmark Honolulu.
Honolulu?
Yeah, didn't you know?
Why, Lucy, you know I never look at your mail.
Oh, I wonder where it's from.
Mr. Jensen of the Royal Hawaiian. It says so on the back flap.
Wonder who he is. Hey, the flap's open a little bit. Maybe I can get it open some more.
Nope, it's stuck tight.
Can you see anything?
No, this envelope is so thick.
Boy, gee, they make them thick.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. It looks exciting, doesn't it? Look at all those things.
Too bad we couldn't get the flap open.
Well, maybe we could. You never can tell.
Cut it out, will you? Good morning, Ricky.
Oh.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Ricky. We were just trying to find out this letter was really for you. The name's kind of blurred. Yeah, yeah, it's for you.
Yeah, Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah.
That's me. Well, I'm late for rehearsal. I'll eat down at the club. Goodbye.
But, Ricky!
Yeah?
What about the letter?
Oh, it wasn't important.
Wasn't important?
No, it's just business, honey. Some millionaire, he wants me to take the band down to Hawaii with some entertainers and play a dance.
He says it wasn't important. My goodness, that's exciting. I've never been to Hawaii.
Neither have I.
Oh, Ricky, we have to figure out some way so that we can take Fred and Ethel along with us, too.
Two?
Yeah, two, as in besides me. Oh, now, Ricky, you wouldn't go to Hawaii without me.
Honey, we're only going for one night. We're coming right back.
I don't care. A short trip is better than no trip at all. Besides, you said you needed some entertainers. We could be the entertainers.
What are you going to call yourself? The Deadweight Trio?
Well, thanks a lot.
Now, wait a minute, Ethel. Don't get mad. This is no time to antagonize him. Now, listen, give me just one good reason why we can't all go to Hawaii.
Because I can't afford it, honey. I'm not making any money in this job. I'm losing money. I'm just taking it for the publicity value. Now, goodbye.
Oh, Ricky.
Well, that's that.
Oh, no, it isn't. I'm not giving up so easy.
Huh? Oh, for once, I'm glad to see that gleam in your eye. What do you have in mind?
Well, first, we've got to prove that we're good enough to take along.
Yeah?
But how?
How?
Yeah, now, let me see.
Ricky, is that you?
Yeah.
Presenting A Night in Hawaii.
Kamehameha, the conqueror of the island, became a famous hero one day. He bought a native army and he pushed it over the Pali and cried, oh, we are,
listen to me, girls. Will you listen a minute?
Just a minute. You haven't seen anything yet.
With me.
But you said you liked it.
Yeah, I did, honey. I think you were just great.
Well, then why can't we go?
Well, honey, if there's one thing that they don't need in Hawaii, it's Hawaiian dancers.
Ooh.
Now, the troupe that I'm taking down there is made up of Latin American entertainers. Just a minute, everybody. Now, I'm sorry, but Mr. Jensen already told me who he wants, and I already hired him.
Oh, now, Ricky.
Now, Ricky,
oh,
I don't
no,
see why
girl.
You can't.
Save your breath. Save your breath. Of course, this is only a hunch on my part, but I don't believe he wants to take us with him.
It's not that, Fred. It's just that I can't.
Why not?
Well, honey, I can't afford it. I'm losing money in the job. I just can't do it. There's nothing I can do about it.
And so, as the sun sinks slowly into the waters of the blue Pacific, we give up the only chance we had to go to Hawaii. Hi. What are you doing? Ethel, I have just had the greatest idea of my career. You know that show where they do all kinds of crazy stunts to help their needy friends?
You mean that show we're looking at the other day, the Freddie Fillmore show?
Be a good neighbor. Listen to this. Dear Freddie Fillmore, I have been watching your show, Be a Good Neighbor, for a long time, and I think it is wonderful what you do for all the people who appear on your show. I want to tell you about a neighbor of mine. She is the sweetest, the dearest, the most understanding person I ever knew, and she is completely unselfish. She's always thinking of other people before herself. Now, this person is terribly poor.
Now, wait a minute.
You have to say something like that. Now, this person is terribly poor, and she can't afford any luxuries for herself. But it's always been the dream of her life to go to the Hawaiian Islands. So, I'm wondering if I couldn't appear on Be a Good Neighbor in order that this unselfish, generous, sweet neighbor may realize her dream, a trip to Honolulu. Sincerely yours, Ethel Mertz.
Why, you mean thing!
Now, just a minute!
I was practically back in that Hawaiian costume. What a fine friend you turned out to be.
Now, Ethel, the minute I won that trip, I was going to ask them to let me take Fred and Ethel Mertz with me.
Oh, sure.
I was, and if I couldn't take you with me, I was going to send you a postcard.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, now, Ethel, come on. What do you say?
This is what I say.
Ethel Mertz! You just tore up my ticket to Honolulu.
Well, according to that letter, you're so sweet and thoughtful, it won't make any difference.
Oh, Ethel.
Well, that's one of the worst things you've ever done to me.
What have you done to you?
There I was, thinking all the time that maybe you were...
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh.
She's forging my name. That's what's going on here.
What?
All I did was write that show, Be a Good Neighbor, and have Ethel ask them if I could go to Honolulu.
Well, now, that doesn't seem so bad, Ethel.
Oh, no. Did you ever see that show? Do you know what kind of stunts you have to do? I'd get a pie in my face. She'd get an all-expense cruise. She'd be over there sitting on the beach, and I'd be home combing meringue out of my hair. So you'd be a little uncomfortable for a while. I'd do it for her.
Yeah, she'd do it for you.
Well, then let her. Okay, I will.
Well, that's swell.
Watch out for a trick. Please, Ethel, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, Ethel, I'm surprised at you.
Now, look, I'll write a letter to Freddie Fillmore, and I'll tell him that there's a lovely couple who live across the hall from me who are very poor, but they're so good and kind to everyone that I think he should give them a trip to Honolulu. With their teenage daughter.
What? Now, what's wrong with that?
I told you to watch out for a trick. I'm not going to Honolulu as Lucy's mother. That's what's wrong with that.
Oh, listen, if it'll get us to Honolulu, I'll go as her mother.
Oh, Ethel, if you're going to be silly, how about me going as your mother? Well, that's more like it. All right. I'll tell Freddie Fillmore that I know a lovely couple who are very poor, but they've taken care of their dear old gray-haired mother all their life. Dear Freddie.
Ethel?
I'm ready.
Oh, come on.
Ethel, Fred!
What's the matter?
Where's Ethel?
Here I am. What's the matter?
Freddie Fillmore just called me.
Honolulu,
oh,
here we
go. Oh, wait, wait. Before you start packing, I think there's something you ought to know.
What?
He's coming over to see me, but he wants to interview the poverty-stricken couple and their gray-haired mother.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Oh, wait a minute now. We've been in worse jams than this.
Yes, thanks to you.
Well, just give me time to think, will you? I'll get us out.
Mrs. Mertz?
Yep.
I'm Freddie Fillmore of the Be a Good Neighbor program.
Why, lad sakes, you are, aren't you? Well, what a surprise to open the door and find you standing there. Freddie Fillmore! Pa! We got company. Come on out. Pa, this here's Freddie Fillmore.
Freddie Fillmore? Gosh, Mr. Fillmore, we watch your show all the time.
You do?
Yeah, that is, unless there are too many people standing in front of the appliance store.
Well, we have a big surprise for you. Your good neighbor, Lucy Ricardo, has written us a letter all about you.
Oh, Mrs. Ricardo, now that woman is a darling woman.
She wants us to send you to Honolulu.
Honolulu! Oh, land sakes, we've been wanting to go there all our lives.
And do you know who's going with you?
Yes, shall I go get her?
Get who?
Whoever's going with us.
Well, it's your mother, but how did you know?
Oh, well, anybody that knows Pa and me knows that we've unselfishly taken care of our dear old mother all of her life.
That's right.
And wherever we go, she goes.
Oh, that's what Mrs. Ricardo said. And may I meet your mother?
Oh, sure. Ma?
Yes?
Come on out here. We got company.
Come in, Mother. This here feller is Freddie Fillmore.
How's that?
This is Freddie Fillmore.
Well, dang if it ain't. Ma watches your show through the appliance store window, too.
You do?
Yeah. I get out early, lie on the pavement, and save three places.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, one for me and two for my unselfish children that have been taking care of me for nine
on now.
Now,
there's
2 years. Honey, I appreciate
it. Well, we wouldn't have had it any other way.
Now, I tell you something. Mr. Fillmore wants us to go on his show.
No.
Yes, that Mrs. Ricardo wrote him a letter all about us.
Oh, she is a darling woman. And beautiful, too.
You know something? Wow. He may give us a trip to Honolulu.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Honolulu. Well, land of Goshen. If that don't put a crick in the pump handle.
Wasn't that nice of Mrs. Ricardo?
Oh, it certainly was. Well, I swan. If she was home, I'd hustle right over there and thank her.
Oh, she isn't home?
No, no. She's out of town. She'll be home tomorrow. Although I might be out of town.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, well, I go a lot.
You see, I wanted to have you on the show this week. However, if she isn't here so I can talk to you, I'm afraid I'll have to postpone it till some later time.
Oh? Hark, I think I hear her now.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I did.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah. Yeah, it's her. Hey, Mrs. Ricardo, when you get your hat and coat off, could you come over for a minute? Yeah, be right over. Oh, yeah, she said she'd be right over. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got something on the stove. She's old, but she's spry.
She's a nice old thing.
Yes, she is.
Whose mother is she?
Mine.
Oh, is she your mother, Ethel? I thought she was mine. She's been with us so long, I'd forgotten.
Oh, there she is. Oh, Mrs. Ricardo. I want you to know this here's Freddie Fillmore.
How do you do, Mr. Fillmore? So nice to know you.
Oh, Mrs. Ricardo, he told us all about that letter you wrote about us, and I want to thank you, good neighbor.
Thank you, good neighbor.
You're welcome, kindly couple.
Mother's out in the kitchen. She'd like to thank you, too.
Oh, well, I'll go out and see Mother right now.
Oh, no, no. You wait right here. I'll go get her. Well, that's funny. She isn't out there.
Are you sure?
Well, I looked all around. Well, now, where's Mrs. Ricardo?
Oh, she had something on the stove, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we eat a lot around here.
Say, Mr. Fillmore, we sure do enjoy that show of yours.
Yes, we do.
You know the one I especially like?
What?
You know where that little feller came and said he wanted to get a puppy dog for his little friend?
Oh, yeah.
Now, put him up! And throw in the incinerator, burned to a crisp.
Oh, that's a shame. Now, look, I'd like to have you all on the show tomorrow. However, I must have you all in here at the same time so I can tell you what I want you to do.
Oh, well, I'll go get Mrs. Ricardo.
Yeah. Why, she is spry, isn't she?
Spry as a cricket.
Well, look, in the meantime, I have some papers here that I want you to sign.
Oh, signing papers,
yeah,
huh?
Just a little legal formality that we have to go through
we
with everyone.
Well,
we don't mind doing that. You want to see me, Mr. Fillmore?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Now, where's Mother?
Where's Mother?
Well, she wasn't feeling well, so she's lying down in my apartment.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, when she gets up, will you please have her sign this?
Yeah.
And I want to see the rest of you down at the station the first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, don't think we won't be there.
So good and kind, I think Mr. and Mrs. Mertz and their dear old mother should have a trip to Honolulu. Signed, hopefully yours, Lucy Ricardo. There, isn't that a nice letter? We're so sorry that Mother Mertz was too ill to come to the studio tonight.
Oh, well, she had a real bad spell, but she'll feel better. She'll feel better soon.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Mertz, I want you to go right over there and sit down in those two chairs on the opposite side of the stage, if you will.
Oh, thanks. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Right over there. Sit right down in them. Right there. Now, lean back, relax. Those are reclining chairs. There, aren't you comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fine. Now we're going to see if Mrs. Ricardo can win this trip to Honolulu for you. And Mrs. Ricardo, we have a real surprise for you.
Oh?
We have a friend of yours here today.
A friend of mine?
Yes. You see, when we told him that about Mr. and Mrs. Mertz and Ann, their dear old mother, he insisted on coming down here and helping you out. Oh. Wasn't that nice? Send him out here, boys.
Ricky!
That's right, your husband, band leader Ricky Ricardo.
Oh. Are you sure he's going to help me?
Of course there.
Oh. Oh, as a matter of fact, he's going to do most of the work. Now, here's what I want you to do. Mrs. Ricardo, I want you to get right up there in that circle where you can get your hand on that cord. And Mr. Ricardo, right up here, if you will.
Yes, sir.
There we are. Now, what I want you to do is think of a song with something physical in it, like, rain. I get the blues when it rains, and the blues I can't lose.
I know the song. You don't have to sing it.
Well, I think we're ready to go. Oh, that's such a beautiful suit. We wouldn't want anything to happen to that. Boys, I think we better give him a slicker, huh?
Now, wait just a minute.
Oh, now you're willing to do this to your neighbors, aren't you?
Well, the neighbors?
Oh, sure you
are. Now, wait just a minute. I don't know.
Oh, of course you will. There we are.
All right.
Now I think we're all set. Mrs. Ricardo, every time he says the word rains, you pull that cord.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got the idea?
Yeah, I got it.
All set. And Mrs. Ricardo, you know what to do.
I sure do.
Okay. All right, go ahead and sing.
I get the blues when it rains.
Yeah, boss.
All of the
blues. Wait a minute. What's he got the slicker on for?
Well, I was afraid some of that rain might splash and get on him.
Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, and there's one other thing I forgot to tell you, Mrs. Ricardo. If you step outside of that circle at any time during the stunt, your friends don't get the trip to Honolulu.
Well, isn't it over?
Over? We haven't even started yet.
Well, what was all that rain stuff?
Oh, that's just a little test. Ricky, here's what I want you to do. I have a list of words here, things, like leaves, feathers, stuff like that. Now, I want you to see how many songs you can think of that contain those words. And every time you sing one of those songs, you push your friends just a little closer to Honolulu. And if within the 2-minute time limit, you can think of enough songs, and Mrs. Ricardo doesn't step outside of that circle, then the Mertzes get the trip to Honolulu. You understand?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, now you've got exactly 2 minutes.
Okay.
Go!
All right. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
They're in Detroit.
How deep is the ocean? I'm in love with you.
Oh, no, not that, not that.
Honey.
Oh, no.
Denver. Say you love me too.
No, not again, not again.
Honey.
Oh, no.
West Denver.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee.
San Francisco, and you have 5 seconds to go.
Hurry up.
5 seconds, eh? Let's have another piece of...
Time's up, you've lost.
Goodbye, you idiot!
Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.